Blog Talk Radio.
Previously on Gems Podcast. Hashtag, we can edit that out.
We've been going through the 2017 prediction, and we was in the middle of shit. With his predictions.
Nakamura, he'll go to SmackDown. Joe will make his, I believe that Samoa Joe will make his debut at the Royal Rumble, but he'll go to Raw. And I believe that AJ will be the biggest babyface on SmackDown.
Whoa!
And I do think we will see an AJ Styles versus Nakamura match. Brings us to my next prediction.
Right.
This man will go heel when he returns.
Who?
And he'll team up with Gallows and Anderson.
Who will turn evil?
I'm talking about Finn Balor.
Finn Balor. Prince Devitt.
He's going to return evil and he'll join up with the Moulding Club and form the Balor Club.
Again, he's the number one. Turn evil. Won't make a difference. He'll be cheered anyway. No matter what. Yeah.
I see another face turn. This one, it's a Braun. Braun Strowman.
Braun's gonna turn good.
And he's gonna have a match at SummerSlam against Brock Lesnar. Yeah, I'll put that one out there.
That'd be interesting.
You know what? You're making it sound like, shout out to Vince McMahon for no reason. You're making it sound like he's gonna be a bigger star than Ryan. Well, at least at this point, that's where it seems to be going right now.
Women's Money in the Bank, anybody?
Now, you see the Women's Money in the Bank.
No.
That's it. The Women's Money in the Bank. I mean, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that. I think it's possible. I think it could happen. But here's my issue with Money in the Bank. Now you've got the brand extension. Now you got that. I really think that the two brands should come together for Money in the Bank.
I'm pretty sure it's a SmackDown event, I think.
It could well be.
It should be both brands, though.
Which brings me to my winner. I'm going for Baron Corbin, Money in the Bank winner.
Wow! I applaud that 101,000. Lord have mercy, I am roasting out here like a mofo, and I love it. I mean, you know why? Because it's probably only like, I don't know, we're looking to get two more days of this shit, and then it's back to the usual British weather. But that's okay. We have a new Money in the Bank, Baron Corbin. We did have a female Money in the Bank ball. I can't wait to get into that shit. How y'all doing out there, man? Back in the driver's seat. This is the Jams. JAMMS. Hashtag, we can edit that out. What you just heard right at the beginning was Shad back in the first episode of this shit, when we were STC from the UK. You know what I mean? He made his predictions in 2017, and there were horror finally coming true. Well, most of them anyway, most of them. And now we must bow down to him. Hashtag, no one listens to Shad. That's what this show's called, man. I am your host, Grand Body P. You can find us on all social media at Jams Podcast. JAMMS Podcast. Hashtag, we can edit that out. Mr. NXT, what up? He's so shocked. He's probably still sunbathing out there. I don't know what he might do, but he's probably forgot that we've got a show to run. Serial Killer, what's good? You're here.
I'm here, man. Everything's good. Just really, 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 really warm. Apart from that, I'm all good. I actually really enjoyed Money in the Bank. I thought Raw was a lot better than it has been for a while.
Yeah.
Apart from the third hour, it's a bit iffy. SmackDown was good. Everything's alright, man. I can't, apart from the heat, I can't complain.
No. You can't be telling me you're afraid, you're complaining about the heat. Please tell me you're not complaining. This is what I don't understand about us British people, right? We complain about the heat, but we're quick to go to Cyprus. We're quick to go to Ibiza. We're quick to go to Faya Napa. All them places there where there's 40% sunshine. What's up with that? Yo, Joe, Sensational Joe, that girl with... Can you elaborate, please? Why do we, as British people, complain about the hot weather when we're out here, but it's a completely different story when we go somewhere else?
Can I just say I'm the wrong person to ask, because I'm a northerner and I don't like the heat at all, and I won't even go abroad. I go to Scotland on holiday, where it's even colder.
What? Seriously?
I'll not go abroad on holidays. Because I don't like the heat so much.
What's wrong with you people? Good.
I'm not complaining about the heat. It's just not something I'm overly happy about. I'm
what?
Not going to complain. I'm not one of those people. But
I'm happy
really
with
hard.
It because of my garden. You should see my tomato plants. They're doing fantastic. So I'm happy for my garden.
Oh, well, the garden's okay. Get your tomatoes. I'm sure you two are looking forward to the incoming thunderstorms that's soon to come. That's all we have to say about that.
Absolutely.
I'm not. I'm loving this weather, man. Damn. But that's okay. Why? Hey, what a week in wrestling, eh? The first women's Money in our bank, and that ended in some crazy shit. The Usos are still your World Wrestling Federation SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Lana did not quite make history the way she wanted, because my filet mignon, my rice and peas, my bun and cheese, my chocolate mint air roll chicken prevailed as the World Wrestling Federation SmackDown Women's Champion. Jinder Mahal is still your World Wrestling Federation Champion. I love it. Raw was good for a change. I'm glad for them, and I didn't need Brock Lesnar to pull it off. It's all good, man. Yo, serial killer. Week in wrestling, man. Where do you want to begin, and where do you want to end?
Well, let's start at the beginning. Let's start with Money in the Bank. Overall, before we go into it too deep, I thought it was a really good show. One or two things didn't overly agree with, but I'm sure we'll get into that. But overall, I really enjoyed it. What about you, Joe?
I wasn't disappointed at all. I really enjoyed it. I was happy with my predictions. I think I've done okay. No complaints at all, by the way. No complaints at all.
Yeah, but
Mike, what about you?
We didn't do as good as Shad, who is in gloat mode right now.
Yeah, let's not discuss that. He will big himself up enough, I'm sure.
Yeah, so first person to clean sweep.
You
and
know,
the only person all year to clean Swift, and that'll make him gloat even worse.
Oh.
But hats off to him, do you know what I mean? He's starting negative figures, and he's absolutely flying with it now.
Trust me.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah, he's back in the hunt after some pretty woeful predictions.
Yeah.
He's making a comeback now.
He stepped his game up. Big ups to Shad, man. You're going to hear from him later on in the show, where he gives his Shad Father statement. Oh boy. As I say, Wardle is not here to explain himself. You know what I mean? Maybe because Nakamura didn't win, I don't know. Yeah, boy. Back to your question, both of you. I love the Money in the Bank. I thought it was great. I knew they'd put it off. You know what I mean? But the controversy, might as well get it out of the way. I want to give a shout out to Mike Knox and his Silent Sports, Massive and Crew, Hugo, King Von, Micah, all of them. I jumped on their show because I had to say something. You know what I mean? Carmella, all my days, become public enemy number one just like that. Well, I don't know if it was her or James Ellsworth that was mad at Moore, man. I don't even know, man. Personally, I would be mad at James Ellsworth more than Carmella. I'm telling you now, if this was the your beloved Attitude era, I'm telling you now, Carmella would still have got, she would have got away with that shit. For real. She would have got away with that shit. It's the first ever Women's Money in Our Bank serial killer. Man, how's you feeling it, man?
It didn't quite reach the heights I was hoping for. I was hoping for one or two ladder spots, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Nothing overly wrong with the match. You know, Charlotte had a really good moonsault spot.
Yeah.
There's one or two nice spots. Not quite what I was hoping for, but by all means, a decent match. And although there's a load of controversy over the finish, it gave nuclear heat to Carmella and Ellsworth, which is, I think it's what it was designed to do.
Mm.
I can see why people are upset about it, because it's all about the women in this match. But
it did what it needed
to do and gave them a load of heat. So I wasn't as offended about the finish as some people were. But I see where they're coming from. But
yeah.
It did what it needed to do.
Yeah, but nuclear heat was...
Biggest storyline?
Nuclear heat was mad. I was there in Riley's, man. Big up to all my fellow peoples in the Smack Talk Centre Facebook group who I was with. And I was running the most job. I was in stitches. I nearly fell off my chair, man, when Ellsworth gave Carmella the briefcase. I was like, oh, Lord, Eve! Let the complaining on the internet begin. But we wasn't one of those... You wasn't one of those people, was you, Joe?
No, I wasn't. At the end of the day, it did what it said on the tin. This is no disrespect to the women, but you're not going to get what you get from the men. You got a good match. I wasn't disappointed in the match. I agree with Sacco. It gave massive heat to Carmella.
Trust me.
The only disappointment I have is actually came in SmackDown. And that's the only thing that's ruined that match for me, is the fact that they're redoing it. Why redo it?
Yes, I know my silent sports masses were not really feeling that. I felt differently. I thought, yeah, man, run it again, man. Rewind and come again, man. Do it again. You know what I mean?
I think they weren't expecting the backlash. I think they're backtracking, to be honest.
Yeah.
Which is the wrong thing to do.
Unless they're Carmella win it again anyway.
Well, that's what I think. I think Carmella's going to win it anyway. You know what I mean? She's got to prove it that she can do it by herself. And that's our idea. Because, once again, of Danny Bryan, like, hold up, Ellsworth, where are you going? You can keep it behind back here. You ain't going out there. You must be mad. You're crazy. You know what I mean? And don't talk to me like that again. I'll cap in your mouth. I'm like, fuck, Danny. Tell him. That was fantastic, man. I like the idea, man. I mean, shit. People are going to tune into SmackDown the same way. Big out ladders and all sorts of shit in big SmackDown. You know what I mean? Never been done before. It's still history. I'm right into it, man. You know what I mean? Contrary to everybody, some other people, then they're not really feeling it. As far as my girl Tamina...
I'll be cool with it if Carmella wins it. I think to take the briefcase from Carmella would just be making even more of a mockery of it, to be honest with you. It's like saying, hey, we listen when you cry on the internet. We'll change it to suit you, because that's what SmackDown does.
No, I think they can gain even more heat. I think have Ellsworth interfere again. Not to the same degree, but to still have, like, an impact.
Yeah, like a distraction.
The booing would be astronomical.
It'd
be fantastic.
What is right for ringside? He can't go down there. But when you're saying that, I do want James Ellsworth to get boss ass now. I want all the girls to rush him.
I was hoping to do that at the end of the match on Money in the Bank. I was looking for Charlotte and Becky and Natalya just to go down and beat the crap out of them. And have to run off and let him get beat up.
In fact, matter of fact, I just thought, I'd be very surprised if Carmella doesn't win next week. You know, once again, you know what I mean? It's not a prediction show, but going by serial killers' unwritten rules, right? Carmella was on the receiving end of a natural selection from Charlotte, and she nearly got her arm broken by Becky Lynch finance, okay? So, come next week now, Carmella got to have the last laugh, right?
You'd have thought so, yeah. I think, like what Joe said, it'd be really wrong to strip her of it now.
Yeah.
I could go with it, carry on getting a heat, and see where it goes.
Yeah, man.
Give her a chance.
And hey, Tamina, my favourite bitch. I love that girl, man. I wanted to do a Superfly splash off the ladder or do something. I was looking for that at the pay-per-view.
I was looking for one or two ladder spots, but apart from that, I thought the match was fine.
Yeah, man. Because Tamina, she was on it like, oh, I mean, it's Father's Day, dedicated to my father, and this, that, and the third. Luckily, Shad's not here, because I mean, oh, he's here. Matter of fact, shout out to Shad. He's out of order, I'm bright. You saw his latest tweet, right?
It was incredible.
Amazing, I love Chad.
Shit! You know what?
When I read that, I nearly spat cereal everywhere.
You know what?
It's going to make him a crown and, like, crown him the king just for that tweet.
He is the Jams Podcast resident horrible young man.
But that's Chad. And you're not even here, but I'm hitting the church music.
Yeah.
You don't say that, man. I don't care. You don't mean Superfly Stalker. You don't say, I mean, if he's a murderer or not, if he murdered a woman or not, you don't say that. And even the joke is, I like how he did it because it's very easy to read it wrong.
Yeah. For those of you who want to see the horror of what Shad's done, please visit at ShadFather85 on the Twitter, and you can see the full glory / horror of Flash's Shad's.
I tell you what, it's not often he goes on the Twitter, but when he does, it's always worth watching. He's a great person to follow.
Exactly.
I think you pronounce terrifying wrong, Joe.
Oh, no. Oh, no, man. Shad, man. He's funny as fuck, man. Hey. The rest of the pay-per-view.
Can we go to the tag match? Can I just say one of the best tag matches I've seen this year?
In the New Day and the Usos.
What a fantastic match with lots of great false finishes, and it was completely unpredictable. I really, really enjoyed that match.
Yeah, man. Well, I can't believe you said the unpredictable word, man. You know what I mean? And Shad predicted it exactly. Well, not the in-betweens, but the finish anyway.
Yeah. But, you know, when you were watching the match, you thought, oh, well, Usos going to win. Oh, no, New Day going to win. And it had that unpredictability about it while the match was on. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. And at any point, I felt the other team could win. And I did a great job of displaying both teams. I thought it was definitely one of the best Raw tag team matches I've seen for a long time. SmackDown tag team matches, sorry.
Word up, man. Yeah, man, they're going to keep going, man. I love it. Joe, thoughts on the tag team joint?
Not surprised. I mean, credit to them both. You've got two great teams there. They're going to give it their all and give you a good match.
Trust me. Yeah, man, like that. Okay, then. Moving on. My filet mignon, my buttered cheese, my rice and peas, my chocolate mint air roll chicken. Naomi defended her title against Lana. Carmella tried her shit and then thought, nah, I changed my mind. And at the time, you know, when I was watching it, I was like, yo, Carmella, you maybe should have cashed in your check, because I had a feeling that Danny Bryan was going to do that move. Maybe you should have cashed in, even if you failed. You got nothing to lose after that. But, that's what happened. I was impressed with Lana still. Lana went in still.
She was a lot better than I thought she was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a bad match, again, no real complaints. Wasn't a bad match.
No, sir. Joe? Did you go to the toilet or something?
No, I'm still here. I never get how people are surprised by Lana. She's actually very talented. It's just, she's had such a shit gimmick. And I'm sorry, but it is a bad gimmick. You're never going to take her seriously. But she is a damn good wrestler.
See, here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. Even before she stepped in the ring, right, I've seen, like, pictures of Lana doing, like, kickboxing moves and stuff like that. And I looked at that and I thought, ooh, okay. Oh, I better watch this one still. But yeah, man, the gimmick, man. She should just come out. She should just continue her blouse and skirt business. She should continue her blouse and skirt business and then take off her shoes when she's ready to fight. Yeah, and in it to go, man. Not exactly, you know what I mean. And keep all that. Yeah, keep all that old shit she had, man. All that. But it's all right. It's all right. Lana's gonna get it. She's going in again against Naomi next week on SmackDown.
Lana's the one to watch in the women's division.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of.
She's gonna be the one that surprises people.
You know what? I'm kind of nervous. You know. You know what I mean? Naomi's like, yeah, I'll fight you next week. SmackDown, no problem. I'm getting slightly nervous. Thinking, you got like you say, you got money in the bank same way. Okay. SmackDown should be good, man. You know what I mean? The both shows are stepping up their shit. Moving on. What else happened on there? Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton. World Wrestling Federation Championship.
That was good, bitch. Just to see Ric Flair. When the Singh brothers attacked Cowboy Bob Orton. It was just amazing. He was just like shaking his fist. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh,
he looked like a proper big grandpa.
I wanted him to jump the barricade and drop some elbows on his jacket.
Oh, God.
It would have been immense.
I was hoping he was going to jump the barricade and like start dropping elbows on his suit jacket. I was praying.
It would have been the most glorious
thing ever. You know
what? I just would guess a grandpa shake fist thing.
you know what? In a pretty much fucked up way, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, I don't know about now, but in like an era or two ago, I think I would have seen Cowboy Bob Orton and Ric Flair get in there with those two guys, make a tag team match at a pay-per-view or something.
That would have been class. Could you imagine the cheating with the cast and just Ric Flair cheating at everything ever? It would be amazing.
Would it be cheating on both sides? I've seen
it
that.
It would have been pretty damn sweet.
Yo, what's a good thing this wasn't last year? That would have been a Ric Flair Files episode for sure. Oh, dear. Randy Orton.
Don't get Shad Link. The two and thinking about Isis and Ric Flair.
Oh god.
Oh my god, I know what's happened. It's Ric Flair who's radicalized everyone. He's the leader.
No. I'm glad he's not here now. I'm so glad. We've already had the church music once and he's not even here. Oh my shit.
The only thing missing from the Orton match were all the legends jumping the barricade to beat down the Stings. That was the only thing missing from that match. You know, okay, it wasn't a classic, but it did what it needed to do. More heat on Jinder. He retains. Orton doesn't look weak.
Yeah.
All good. Can't Sergeant argue with it.
Sergeant Slaughter saves herself from Isis. It's the American way. Dead level.
Oh my god!
For this American flag.
Oh my god! Mike Knox once again.
John Cena making a return, saluting us all.
Oh my god! Mike Knox once again. I apologise on behalf of Joel for her horrendous language. Fuck.
Oh, fine, then he would have come down as what was he, Mr. America? He would have come down as Mr. America.
Mr. America.
And then Mohammed Hassan comes down to make the safe agenda.
Mohammed Hassan hasn't been seen since The Undertaker dropped the last ride on him through the stage. I've never seen him again since then.
Really enjoy the spot where Randy Orton chucked one of the things just like he did at the last pay-per-view when he broke his neck?
That was great, that.
Pixelman just dashed him onto the announce table, just like he did last time.
Like, yeah,
kicked
there, it's fine. Yeah.
I've nearly killed you.
Cut into it at all. It was just like, yeah, do that. No, making sure he was safe, anything like that.
The first time he did that, he was so lucky not to kill him.
But he actually hasn't learned his lesson.
The look on Orton's face after he did that the first time, he was like, oh shit, I might have killed him. He knew he could have killed a man.
Fantastic. I wish he should have kicked him in his head. He would have done it for sure. Just never banned that move, man. Shit! Started. Now, the Money in a Bank main event match. Kevin Owens was up in there. Dolph Ziggler, Sami Zayn, Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles. Yeah, and Wardle's probably losing his shit right now because I announced Shinsuke Nakamura, not in the way he'd like me to announce Shinsuke Nakamura. And that boy's my dude as well, you know. That boy's my dude. That match right there may have blueprinted WrestleMania. Joe, am I tripping on that?
Do you know what? That match, it's not often I get like super excited. I mean, I was watching the match, messaging you guys at the same time, and you've seen how excited that match made me. I was really on the edge of my seat. Corbin deserved that win.
Yeah, man.
When I handed in predictions, I was blinded by my love of Nakamura. If you looked at it logically, Corbin, he deserves it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, can we just take a moment to imagine, cast our minds back to Sunday night / Monday morning, Nakamura comes out, Wardle sporting an erection with a smile on his face at home, and then Corbin attacks him from behind. Can you imagine the tears in the Wardle household?
I'm surprised he hasn't ended up with erectile dysfunction just through that incident.
I can imagine the tears. He would have been not happy at all.
He would have had a proper spit the dummy out tantrum. He doesn't just cry. He has full-on tantrums.
You know what?
I thought, initially I was disappointed because I wasn't sure if they were going to bring him out. I was wondering if they were taking him out of the match because maybe the language barrier, he'd struggle in a multi-man environment. And part of me was thinking of it from that perspective. Like,
we're
not going to see him. But then when he came down, I was like, oh, shit's going down now. But that standoff between Styles and Nakamura.
Whoa! That is a build up to something.
The crowd went mental. I was like, the way they just moved the ladder out of the way. It was fantastic storytelling.
Yeah.
Lots of respect. And we want to fight each other properly.
As I said, Joe, that was the W word I mentioned earlier. Like the WM34 word I mentioned.
Yeah, definitely.
The way that dropped, that was WrestleMania quality, man. That was like, that reminded me of Rock Austin, the way they used to stand off. Oh, like,
it was incredible.
And it was like, bam, 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 back and forth. I was like, whoa! And then I just was getting a better Nakamura. I was like, whoa! And then Nakamura was coming back. I was like, whoa! I was like, holy shit! I'm thinking, yeah, that to me, that said WrestleMania right there. It was almost, I could see the sign. The sign was already there, sort of thing. In my
it's
mind.
It's the money match, isn't it?
Yeah. The way they dropped that. Oh, man. And it also might be WWE's way of giving back to AJ Styles after he had to work with Shane on top. It was what Nakamura wanted as well. And, yo, I marked the fuck out! So with that said, right, when I marked the fuck out with all that shit, that's when I have to give a shout out to Hugo, right, of the Silent Sports. Right, when he gave the pay-per-view, he went from a C to an F-. I said, dude, you're tripping! You can't give a pay-per-view an F- just because Daniel Bryan took the blasted briefcase from Carmella? What sort of shit is that? You're tripping!
How can you give it an F-? You had a really, really good ladder match. An amazing tag team match.
Exactly!
It's just a petulant child. Because you didn't do one thing I wanted. All of it shit, and I don't like any of it. You can't look. You have to look at each match individually.
Right.
What's his name, Mike? What's his name?
Hugo Alexander.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Oh, shit!
How can you give this F-? It was a very good pay-per-view.
Right.
Amazing tag team match. Amazing men's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Right.
You're a fool.
Yeah, you're a fool. You see, I mean, we're going to go into the bitch of the week in a minute. You know what I mean? We're going to go into that segment in a minute. But, you know what I mean? If that was the case, Hugo, he's a bitch. You can't give a... you can't grade a pay-per-view for C to an F. I don't give a damn if it's subjective. No.
Chair. I was going to say, I have somebody for the chair, but I'm happy to give that up so Hugo can go in the chair.
Uh-oh, it depends. It depends. We'll go into it in the second half, shall we? Because it was his opinion. But mind you, in the past, we've seen people have an opinion and go in the chair for it. We've seen that happen. Nah. Money in the Bank was heavy, man. Money in the Bank was heavy. What do you want to do first, Siri? Okay, let's do Bitch of the Week, or shall we do MVP of the Week?
We'll go to MVP of the Week and transition to our Bitch of the Week.
MVP of the Week. Oh my days! And I've got to side with Wardle on this one because it cracked me up, man. It did crack me up. Yeah, I mean, credit to Raw. You did your thing. Raw, you did your thing. Yes, I was yawning, but you did your thing. I'll give you your props. Samoa Joe versus Roman Reigns. That match was good, man. Hard hitting. Pay-per-view quality. You know what I mean? Something you might...
Really good match.
Yeah. Something you might see at, say, Battleground. Roman
Reigns is getting way better on the mic, mind. You have to give him credit.
And he's selling as well.
Yep.
That's my dude right there, man. Double R, Roman Reigns. Ooh, put your fist in that nigga roll. Bam! Spin that blood clot. That's been my dude from day one, man. Well, not day one. Day two, maybe day three, something like that. You know what I mean? Nah. Roman Reigns did his thing, man, against Samoa Joe. And he loses Samoa Joe because the ambulance returned. Someone called the ambulance to pick up the people. The ambulance come back. The door swung open. And there he was. Oh, shit. And come to the ring. I'm not finished with you! I was like, oh no. We're gonna have an ambulance match! And that's how it's going! Great balls of fire! And I can't lie to you, I was marking out. I said, well done, Raw, you made me mark out. I was like, oh shit! you know what? Serial killer? I think Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns are going for feud of the year. They're going for it!
I can't make much of an argument against it.
That's going to be.
It's a toss-up between that and Owens and Jericho, but obviously Owens and Jericho finished a couple of months ago, and no other feud has been rolling that long.
Owens and Jericho.
You've got to give it, because in terms of, like, standout moments, you've got to give it to him. Fair play to Braun Strowman. He's improved so much.
Yeah, man.
So much. Fair play.
Yeah, man. I loved it, man, because Robert Reigns was like, look, my answer is, I'm going to SummerSlam, and that's that, right? I'm number one contender, and that's that. You shut up, and especially you, shut up. And I was like, oh shit, you can't do that. You don't make the rules. I ain't gonna make the rules. What the hell are you doing? I was like, oh shit. Braun Strowman comes out. I was like, oh my gosh. Almost like how Shad predicted it. That kind of a little switch up from it. I was like, oh man. They're going for it, man. They're going for feud of the year, man. I'm telling you now. Braun Strowman gets my MVP of the week, just like Wardle. You know what I mean? I know Wardle's like, yeah, I'm sure you agree. Matter of fact, I think that's what he would say. Joe, MVP of the week.
This is so easy.
Uh-oh.
Big Cav.
Oh, shit!
For that boot to Enzo and Rory's face, it was like, bam, bitch!
Oh!
Get out of the way! Get out of the way! It was amazing. He made Enzo more. It was like tears, man. Then fucking like, what you doing? You have a friend. And he was like crying. And I was like jumping up and down on the side. And I was like, yeah, Tigra.
Oh, no.
Well, as you can see, there's a bitch in his way that he needs to move. Thus the term, move bitch, get out the way.
Oh, no!
amazing. My favorite moment ever.
You know what? The joke was right. We knew it was. Well, I knew. We knew it was big cast.
Yeah. We knew it. Everybody, it was so damn obvious. And I've got like bitches on Twitter like, I can't believe you thought that was so great. Enzo was crying. I was like, everybody knew it was big cast. You're fucking stupid if you did not know it was big cast all along.
You're a potato, man. You're a potato.
Potato.
You're a potato. Yeah, I mean, even baby knew that shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Can you get your board, Sambo?
It was a difficult decision because Corbin won Money in the Bank, Braun Strowman returned and beat the crap out of Roman Reigns. But I've got to give props to Kevin Owens for taking such a fucking beating in that ladder match.
Yeah!
I'll give it to Kevin Owens for having the ball to take that much offense. And that much nasty offense. Hats off to him for agreeing to take that many bumps. Sami Zayn fucked him up real
bad.
AJ Styles killed him. The Nakamura fucked him up.
Yeah,
crying.
I've got to give props to Sami Zayn, man. He was killing motherfuckers in that match, man.
Sami Zayn looked fucking a million bucks in that match.
He did the way
Sami Zayn. He made my money in bank for me because he killed Ziggler.
He did. He killed him.
He killed Owens twice as well. Like, really mashed Owens. On the AJ Styles with an attitude adjustment onto a ladder.
In it.
Fucking hero.
In it.
And then Nakamura just kneeing him in the skull. Honestly, my MVP. Just because I was crying laughing, rocking on my settee, I was laughing that much. At Kevin Owens is getting repeatedly killed. He's my MVP of the week.
Wow.
I salute you.
It's a good call.
That was a good call.
Go back and watch the match and look at the bumps he took in succession. Fair fucking play.
I don't need to do that. Yo, Rude Boy, I was in Riley's with the crew, right? I was up in there, and I felt my back twist up when I felt that bumps when you. I was like, ooh, ow! And as you say, props to Kevin Owens because he loves the powerbomb motherfuckers off the ring apron, off the hardest part. So he thought, hey, it's only right that I get the same treatment, you know what I mean? If I can give, I can receive too. So big ups to him. Shad Father, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Don't say that, man. That's not right. Cause I know Chad's thinking, oh well, because he's big and him big belly can take all their bumps. He ain't gonna feel it too much. Don't say things like that, Chad. That's not right. I'm just saying. Big ups to Kevin Owens. Bitch of the week.
That's, you know what Chad's saying? Chad is sitting there thinking, I'm MVP of the week, bitches. Because I got a clean sweep.
Chad can just have a Miz Participation Award.
No!
No!
No! Yo, I ain't clowning Chad too much, you know, but oh boy, what if he comes back and wins after all that? And then comes...
He spent a lot of time sucking at predictions, but now he's not doing too bad at all, actually, looking at... I've got the notes in front of me. Actually, we'll just mention, actually, the post Money in the Bank scores. Wardle sucked ass. He is this week's Barry Horowitz. He's
no! Wardle's predicting...
4-1, which takes your overall 37 correct and 23 wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you were 3-2, same as myself. You're up to 32 and 22, so you're well into the positives. Actually, Joe, you've got the least wrong.
Woo!
You have the lowest amount of incorrect. Shad, 5-0, perfect score. Catapults into 32 and 26, much needed. Wardle, you're seriously looking at almost negative figures now, Wardle.
Oh, Wardle! Wardle, you're predicting with your predicting with your heart, man.
Yeah.
You're predicting with your heart.
He knows when he picks it. He knows. But he still goes with his heart anyway. And I'm in the hunt at 36 and 24, so I'm not leading the way, but I'm not far behind. But please say we're all in the positive, so
It's anyone's game, especially now after Shad's absolutely killed it.
Can I just say, I only want to beat Wardle. If I beat Wardle, that's me happy. I don't care if all
that's
you guys beat
Aiden
me
for,
as long as I beat Aiden. I'll be fucking overjoyed.
We're all hoping to beat Wardle, just to shut him up.
Wardle's getting killed today.
Love you, Wardle.
All right, then. Biatch of the week. Before we go into a break. The biatch of the week. Serial killer, who you got?
Oh, Enzo Amore.
Oh, no!
Oh,
Enzo Amore.
The guy was crying on TV and then had the shit kicked out of his skull by a big cat, big boot.
Why did you do that for? I thought you were my friend. You're like Batista and Rey Mysterio all over again.
It's true though. All he's done is lose and get beat up. Like, he's got no defense. Bitch of the week.
He got the bitch of the week, man. It's only right that Big Cass gets the MVP and then Enzo gets the bitch of the week, because it's like Enzo. Oh man, I tried to defend him, you know. But you know the point when I had to luck off on Enzo, because I thought Enzo was ironclad when he had the Wu-Tang tattoo on his arm. I thought, you can't do anything wrong in my eyes, Enzo. You can't do a thing wrong. But then that stunt with Lana earlier in the year, I'm like, come on, man. Come on, man. Even Bayley wouldn't do that shit.
Stupid idiot.
You know what I mean? You know Lana's just bait. You know how she stays. You know she's one of the biggest dick teasers in the whole shit. Oh, Enzo. How can you call yourself a certified G after that? Enzo, you're the bitch. And that's not even my pick. Joe, who you got? Is it the same?
Well, we got over here? Avida?
We're not even hating.
I've got one pick. There's one word to describe him, and I'm going to spell it out for you.
Oh, no!
C-I-T-C-H. Bitch.
Bitch. Hello, man. All right, you know what? It sounds like the execution of how they did it. You know what I mean? We knew it was Big Cass, but it's the execution. And that's what it sounds like to me. Poor Big Show. He was innocent. The Revival was innocent. They had nothing to do with this. Oh.
The Revival is demanding people's apologies on Twitter.
Well, but Revival, you ain't gonna get an apology from me. You know why? Because I never thought you did this shit in the first place. I said Big Cass. I said it from morning. I've watched this wrestling shit for too long. The Undertaker was left in a vegetative state and shit. It turned out to be his own brother Kane, for crying out loud, right? Like, Shawn Michaels got his head bust through a window. Turns out it was his own brethren, Triple H. Come on, man.
Triple T.
Big ups to Triple T. Well, I don't know. Should he get an honorary MVP award as well? Man appeared in England, in Britain. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Why is Triple H in England? That makes no sense to me. Turns out, because of what happened lately with the Grenfell Tower, and not just that, what happened afterwards with the terror attacks and shit, you know what I mean? And I think, was it a fireman or a policeman or something, he got injured or some shit, and then Triple H came over, flew over to England, and gave dude a championship belt for his trouble. And then he went on Sky Sports, and he had a little interview there, and he went on BBC One Extra, and he had a little interview there. Unbelievable! That's an honorary MVP of the award to Triple H. My bitch, it would have been a clean sweep, guys. It would have been a clean sweep. I'm afraid I have to stick with this one though. Bitch of the week goes to Mike Kanellis. Yeah, said it.
Did you meet Maria Kanellis? It's Mike Bennett.
Mike, check it out, Joe. Their ring name.
It's Mike Bennett.
Yeah.
Maria Kanellis Bennett and Mike Bennett. But I think they both deserve it. Totally.
they're booked on TV as Mike and Maria Kanellis. Now I always thought that was a Maria's name.
Yeah, she is Maria Kanellis, and then she just actually married to that dude, and he is Mike Bennett.
So, hang on. So was he Bennett to begin with, yeah?
Yeah, that's his name, and she's Bennett.
That's why I'm giving him the bitch of the week. The man's sharing her name. That's a bullshit, man. That's a bullshit. He's sharing her name. I do get it. Because everyone knows Maria. I mean, the WWE audience, they don't know Mike. They don't know him. But I'm having none of it, man. And then come out on some, what, Power of Love? What sort of shit is that? Oh, man. In a way, I wish Wardle was here to help me out here. Because I don't know what sort of gimmick they had in the ROH joint. I don't know what... I may have to do some homework there. But they came in talking about Power of Love. We don't do that over here. This is Gems, man. JAMMS. Hashtag we can edit it out. Sorry. No, sir. Bitch!
Mike, did they not come from Impact?
TNA Impact. I'm sure they were in the ROH as well.
Because I know TNA Impact, it was the same gimmick. Like, it's like a Love Guru gimmick type of thing. It's a very dated gimmick. I mean, they got away with it in Impact because, let's face it, Impact's fucking dated as fuck anyway. It's the wrong gimmick. I'm not hyped about our return. He, to be fair, is weak as fuck. Yeah, I think they deserve to be bitches of the week.
Yeah, man.
That's me, John.
You're a bitch, man. You is a bitch. You know what I mean? I don't know where I come from. I'm low class. Get the fuck out of here, man. Look about. You know what I mean? I've seen motherfuckers on the internet reading dirt sheets and getting all excited for these two. You know what I mean? Probably getting erections off Maria and... Maria's... She's alright. But she doesn't do much for me, man. Yeah, but motherfuckers... I fucked that bitch, man. That's how it's going, man. We're going to get into a break. When we come back, we've got to get in the chair award. And then we're going to talk some more shit. WWE 2K18, all sorts of shit.
We'll talk SmackDown as well.
And we talk some more SmackDowns and shit. Yeah, man. Thanks for reminding me, Serial Killer. We're going to talk all that shit, man. Word up, man. And a bit more of what Triple H was saying when he came out over here as well, man. You know what I mean? Because that's some interesting shit. I'll give him that. Hey, we'll be back after we all got to pay those bills. We all got to look up to Shad. Hashtag, make sure you listen to Shad. Listen to him.
Well. I don't even know where to start. But let's start at the beginning. January. Shad did his walk of atonement. He made a prediction last year about Richard Flair. It was incorrect. Richard Flair is still with us. And I'm glad to be wrong of that prediction. And again, my dog, Wardle, I did not wish anything on the man. I made a prediction. That's like saying that I wished Baron Corbin would win the Money in the Bank. I did not wish that. I predicted that. But let's just roll back a little further, because I listened to the prediction show we did. I said Shinsuke Nakamura to SmackDown. Shinsuke's on SmackDown. AJ babyface. AJ's a babyface. Women's Money in the Bank. We got a Women's Money in the Bank. I said Baron Corbin would win the Money in the Bank. I didn't know he was going to be in the match. I didn't know that he might have got drafted during the shake-up. But he remained on SmackDown. I told you it would be a SmackDown main event. I told you he would win the briefcase. And look what's happened. Baron Corbin has won the briefcase. And what else is... We seem to be heading into SummerSlam. Sorry, let me just rewind. I'm missing a bit here. Last week I said that Roman Reigns would be interrupted by Strowman. That didn't quite happen, but it did happen at the same time, if you know what I'm saying. But basically, we've got the thing that I said we was going to get. Strowman versus Roman at Great Balls of Fire. See, it's hard to say that with a straight face, man. Shit. Yeah, WWE, great ball. Yeah. So, them two will clash, and another prediction that I said in January, Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman. And when Strowman got injured, there's probably footage out there, you all said, well, that's it then, Strowman's out now. And I told you, I said, Strowman versus Lesnar is happening at SummerSlam. I don't care about no stupid injuries. I stuck by my prediction. And that's what happened. And that's what's going to happen. Strowman is back. He's going to beat Roman at Great Balls of Fire. It's an ambulance match as well. I know it's not a prediction show for this, but it's an ambulance match. Roman Reigns doesn't have to get beaten. He doesn't have to get pinned. He gets protected. He just gets shoved in an ambulance. We don't know who or what's going to happen, but he doesn't get pinned. So that's a good thing. And Strowman goes on to SummerSlam. Is there any other predictions that I missed out on? Or do you not want me to make any more predictions for the rest of the year, the second half of the year? Because that might be a show that we'll have to come up with from now until, we'll say Royal Rumble. Actually, no, not Royal Rumble. We'll go to the end of the year, whatever pay-per-view that is, TLC, whatever. So yeah, we should do a second half of the year prediction show. No one listens to Shad. But maybe they will now. I'm out, yo, Shad Father. Jams Podcast. Let's keep it rolling.
Shad made sure, you know, he rubbed that in, you know, he made sure. Don't quite blame him because we got him at the beginning of the year. But that's alright, man. Hey, do your gloating, man. Do your gloating. It's all good. I mean, do your thing, Shad. I mean, props. I'll give you a props, man. I mean, where it's due. Welcome back. And I hope you're still joining in at home. I'm feeling good, man. Apart from the, you know, losing Prodigy of Mobb Deep, I was really upset about that this week. But apart from that, I am good. I am happy to be here. And I hope you're happy to be here too. You're listening to The Jams. JAMMS. Hashtag, we could edit that out. We are the most out of order politically incorrect wrestling podcast there is on the internet. Shout out to Solid Sports. Shout out to the Altered Angle. I see you. Shout out to all you cats who try to do podcasts, but they can't do it like us on the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. Can't do it. I'm your host, Grant Buddy P. Alongside the serial killer, alongside the sensational Joe, you can find us all on all of social media at Jams Podcast. JAMMS Podcast. There is no excuses. You know where to find us. They're on the Instagram, Twitter, and the Facebook. Odyssey. Okay. We don't talk on Money in the Bank. We don't talk, I don't know if we talked all of Raw, but still. Triple H found himself in England, which kind of interested me. And we have the Get in the Chair Award that even I couldn't figure out who's won it this week. But Joe may have a candidate. Joe!
I do, and it's deserving.
Uh-oh! Because I'm trying not to ever award it to Hugo now, you know, because it's his opinion. Even though it's never stopped me giving out chairs in the past. But I want to hear this one.
Right, are you ready?
The floor is yours, Joe.
Yeah.
Has anybody heard of a wrestler called Zack Sabre Jr.?
Yes.
Right. I think he deserves to go in the chair.
Uh-oh.
Due to the fact that he has now changed his name.
Uh-oh.
To Zack Labour Jr. because he's a Labour supporter, and that's all. All you get off him is constant stuff about politics and things like that. Now, I'm sorry, but...
What?
Yeah, honestly, check out his Twitter. He's changed his name on his Twitter and everything. He's like really, really full hardcore Jeremy Corbyn.
Hey?
He was bending for Corbyn. Yeah, it's really full on. And just to me, I want my wrestlers to be wrestlers, do you know what I mean? Yes, everybody's got their view on politics, but he is so hardcore with it, and it's like, it's got to the point where I'm like, I'm going to have to unfollow this guy.
Whoa!
It's getting too much. I've never unfollowed anybody on Twitter. Even the honky tonk man, I still follow him.
Whoa!
I mean, to change your name to Zach Labor Jr.
Zach Labor Jr.?
Check
That's
it out on Twitter.
What?
That is far too far. And when you check out his Twitter page, it is not, it's very rare that he's posting about what he does. And I'm like, for such a talented guy, we want to know what you're doing, not what Jeremy Corbyn's doing. I look on the BBC for that. I want to know what you're doing, dude. And it's like weird now. So I think he deserves to go in the chair.
Oh my god!
Let himself down to such an extent.
I mean, a lot of us got love for the People's Champion Jeremy Corbyn, but this is ridiculous.
To be honest, I've had enough of it. Do you know what I mean? Everything at the minute, whatever is going wrong in the world, the Greenfell disaster. I mean, people are forgetting that people have died. It's just Labour trying to score points on the Tories trying to score points on Labour. Then you've got the likes of Zach Labour Jr. just like, and he's like, oh, this is a lie, and Corbyn's doing this and Corbyn's doing that, and I'm like, dude, people have died. Stop making it a political agenda to get further up Corbyn's arse. There is people responsible for it. Theresa May did not stand there with a fucking match. Do you know what I mean? I'm sorry,
but
he's getting me super mad at the moment, and he is just, I'm like, as a wrestler, I totally respect him. He is one of the greatest talents that we have. He is absolutely unreal. And he's ruined himself.
Is that Labour?
That's too far.
You don't want to...
That is far too far.
You want to be in the House of Commons? I mean, not even Kane's got this far. My hero, Kane. And Kane...
He's lost himself to the Labour Party, and I'm like, dude, you're one of the greatest that we've got, and stay away from politics.
Maybe it's just
passionate. Do you know what? Even my own Twitter, like my personal Twitter, which is @SensationalJoe, because I'm just going to plug myself, I try to stay away from politics as much as I can, because that's not what people want to hear from me.
Yeah, for true.
They want to hear about our sex dreams.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
That's what people get on my Twitter.
Hang on, Joe.
Did you
think you're going to plug yourself?
I'm so glad water is not...
Pause.
This is what I should have been hearing at the end of Money in the Bank. What should have happened. But Vince Russo's back in charge, as we all know. Fucking dickhead.
Welcome to the show, what up? We was in the middle of awarding Zach Labour Jr. the chair. Yeah, I said it correctly. Zach Labour, not Sabre, Labour Jr. the chair, because suddenly he's become a politics expert. Much like most of these Facebook jabronis when the elections came around like a week or so ago, right? Everybody's got something to say, big paragraphs and shit about the election and what Jeremy Corbyn be doing and what Theresa May be doing. Well, Zach Labour Jr. is trading in his wrestling boots for some politics shoes. Now, not even Kane has gone this far. Glenn Jacobs, not even he has got this far, okay? Zach Labour Jr. George has broken down. I looked on his Twitter, and it's a sad sight. And even me, I admit, I am a Labour supporter. I love Labour from Marnie, from Neil Kinnock, okay? That's when I love Labour. And this guy took it too far. That Labour Jr., you're a fool, okay? Go back to what you do best. Do your wrestling shit, okay? I don't even do the budget and shit. Do your wrestling shit.
Get your chair!
You fool.
It's weird that you spoke about Twitter. Have we discussed that yet?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Have we discussed that Twitter?
We have. We've discussed Wardle.
Wardle, you are in the second half of this show. We've talked about Shad's evil ways, how his evil ways are now working in his favour. He's turned a complete 180. He's stepped his prediction game up. He's been gloating about it. He sent us a statement, which you missed as well. Oh, man. Crazy.
I think Shad's made a pact with the devil, you know. Shad no longer has a soul.
What, Shad's ginger? Ginger? He's a black ginger?
Yes.
What we want to know, Mr. Wardle, something we discussed in the first part of the show.
Sure.
As you were sitting there, main event, when Nakamura's music hit and you sprang a raging hard...
Yeah, you cock out. Yeah, you had your cock out. You went
when the music came on.
Yeah.
Did you then burst into tears and rage when he was attacked from behind and taken out the match?
Nope.
He's lying!
No.
You lie!
I'm not.
He's lying.
I'm not.
I lie at hell!
The reason they had to do something like that because the record shows that Nakamura should win because he's Nakamura. All styles, you know what I mean? So they had to do something like that. But what I want to talk about is Shad's not perfect record, his 4 out of 5 record in the bank, because it's a do-over. So it's a 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5. Not 100%.
What do you mean it's a do-over?
No, doing the Money in the Bank women's match.
Ah, but the prediction on the night, but he got right.
Yeah, but
it does.
We never imagined that comment was going to win on it to have it null and void. We didn't know that. We knew James Ellsworth was going to teach, but never like that.
The one and only rule of the Money in the Bank match is the participant to win the Money in the Bank has to climb the ladder and collect the briefcase. Carmella didn't climb the ladder and she didn't collect the briefcase. Therefore, Carmella can't possibly win because she didn't fulfill the one and only rule of the Money in the Bank match. So therefore, anyone who predicted Carmella gets a big X because she didn't win Money in the Bank. James Elza won Money in the Bank.
Wardle, can I just make one point?
Oh.
When the bell rang, who was announced as the winner?
Nobody.
No, answer it truthfully.
Nobody.
Who had their hand held up?
Nobody. A referee did not hold up Carmella's hand, and they did not announce Carmella as the winner.
Who walked off with the briefcase?
James Ellsworth.
Wardle's got a point, though. Wardle's got a point because... The referees couldn't decide.
I knew you were going to ask me this.
And then James Ellsworth announced it himself, not the referees or the announcer.
No official held Carmella's hand up, announced that she won. No official did. It was James Ellsworth who asked the bell ring, and he got the bell ring, and then he announced that Carmella had won. Nobody officially declared Carmella was winning. That's why they're doing a do-over. So that's, therefore, it's a big fat cross in the box if you said Carmella won because she didn't win. No official judgment was made. She effectively stole the Money in the Bank briefcase.
So does that mean we need to do another prediction for SmackDown?
Yes.
Which is pretty much impressive.
Pay-per-views only.
We need to do a bonus.
Well, we're gonna do just a special one-off one because...
I don't want to take it away from my tag team partner because I'd have been so proud of him if he got a 5 out of 5. But... there's only one rule in a Money in the Bank, and she didn't fulfill that rule, and she wasn't announced as the winner.
Well, they're acting like there's no rule!
The best way to do it, so it sticks to our rules as well, if Carmella wins at SmackDown, then Shad gets a 5 out of 5,
yep.
And because it's gone down this way, Shad also gets MVP of the week next week.
Yay!
Again, I'm going for kind of easy as ever. So that's fine.
Oh!
Okay, so Freddy agreed. If Carmella wins, he gets the 5 out of 5 and M3P.
That's fine, she's not going to win.
She's not going to win. Whoa, 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 whoa.
How many predictions did you get right for Money in the Bank?
It doesn't matter.
How many predictions did you get right?
One.
I listened to you to what you say about Carmella.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. You can only have one first time ever Women's Money in the Bank, and the reaction's been so sour, there is no way that they're going to put the briefcase over now.
They're going to get extra heat. She's going to win it again, and she'll have nuclear heat, and that works if she's going after a face champion.
Well, she'd have to do it clean. She would have to win it with absolutely no help whatsoever.
Maybe she will.
I think she could do it.
I don't know. They got a lot, like WWE. I mean, like got so fucking much heat. It was unreal. Like it was really bad.
Well, man.
Because I get why they did it, because it's the ultimate heel move. But like everyone's saying, well, most people are saying, should I say, you can only ever have the first ever of something, and the first ever Women's Money in the Bank was won by a man, and fucking uproar. Uproar has happened. Not in a good way. Not in a heel heat way. As in a fuck sake WWE. You've just took 2 steps forward and 15 back. Because you've
can
gone back.
Can we just discuss, though, the possibility that Ellsworth may have a vagina?
I hope he does.
Dude!
We'll edit that out. What?
Hey, yo! Pause! Rude boy! Okay, alright. Once again, I'm going for it again for next week. Back into Mina because she's my favourite bitch. And Carmella are going to win it the same way. As per Serial Killer's theory, to add more heat onto her than she's already got. It's already working. You know what I mean? Don't distinguish that fire, man. Don't distinguish the fire. Keep it going, man. Word up, man. And at that time, the other girl got no bars. So there's a champion right there, Carmella. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And she did it by her goddamn self. That's Serial Killer, you in agreement, yes?
Absolutely.
Apart from the Tamina backing part. You would back Becky Lynch, yeah? Alright.
How good did Tamina look, though, on a serious note? She looked fucking good in that match. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
The best she's looked on TV for a long time. She looked more like a monster.
Yeah. And even then, I was kind of disappointed that she didn't do a superfly move, man. You know what I mean? But Shad's not here. Don't even go there.
Was he just going to drag a woman out of the audience and murder her, like?
Stop it! Joe, just to clarify, who you're backing, who's going to win the Money in Our Bank next week on SmackDowns?
Okay, the only woman wrestler I ever actually back is on Raw, so I'm going to say it's going to be Carmella, just because. If not, then it's just going to make a bigger mockery of the whole Women's Money in the Bank thing. She has to win it.
Oh shit, she has to win! And who do you feel gonna win the shit next week?
I totally agree with Joe. I hope that they carry it on. Like, I think Carmella is very, very good if she's given the opportunity.
Yeah.
However, with the amount of heat that WWE themselves have received, I would probably say either Becky Lynch or Charlotte, but I just don't know which one.
Whoa!
Inside when Wardle says the words, I agree with Joe. It makes me feel special and loved.
Money in the Bank, armchair book to fuck, because that's the event. If you go back to the STC show, it's the event that I always armchair book to fuck. So my predictions always are shocking for Money in the Bank, because it's what I call the pinnacle year. It's the tip-top year. It's where it all starts to happen. But I hope Carmella wins it.
Man,
I have a feeling that it's either going to be Becky Lynch or Charlotte, but I just don't know which one.
Wardle, quick thoughts on AJ Styles and Nakamura clashing like that in the match?
WrestleMania match confirmed. WrestleMania match confirmed. Right there. Good.
There you go. I said WrestleMania. I got WrestleMania feel the way they dropped that, man.
And so the WWE fans that have never seen Nakamura versus Styles, they've just been introduced to it, and they got the best reaction of the night by a mile, because it was amazing. Just like kicking the shit out of each other. That's what their matches are. Fantastic.
Yeah, man. And next question, Wardle. Quick thoughts on Sami Zayn killing them and Kevin Owens taking them bumps like that. And I know Kevin Owens is your boy.
I cried laughing. It was great.
I felt it. My back was hurting me. I thought, ouch.
It was good, but...
Uh-oh. But, I don't like this.
It further, takes away from the US Championship, in my opinion. Because you've got the US Champion getting the shit beat out of them.
What are you saying?
Not by some just random mid-card guys, though.
Yeah, but Sami Zayn is a random mid-card guy.
What is Sami Zayn?
He looked like a fucking superstar in that match.
Sami Zayn was killing him!
Incredible.
It's still Sami Zayn.
But is Sami Zayn like... Sami Zayn!
Is it all their careers?
Yeah, but he's the guy that's never going to be WWE champion, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, boy, mark that in the calendar, people. I might have to pull this episode up.
The only way that Sami Zayn's WWE champion is if he wins the Money in the Bank, but other than that, he's never going to win it.
Whoa!
Because he's Cesaro. He's Cesaro, he's fan favourite, but he hasn't got enough of one thing. He might have the skill, but he hasn't got the charisma. Cesaro's got all the charisma, and he's got some of the skill, but it's quite boring. It's not that flashy. It's not WWE. You know, it's not the power or slamming everybody.
Oh, my God, the language these people are coming off me.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
The blasphemy. I had to pull up Joe for it earlier, man. I had to pull up Joe for it, man. Oh, my God. Mike Knox must be holding his heart right now, man. Wardle, two more questions before we move on. If there's anything to move on to, MVP of the week.
Well, sorry, mate.
You said that so fast.
Wardle,
did he even stop for breath?
Power slams Reigns, and he's like, I'm not done with you yet. I jizz. Take my money, WWE. I'm gonna slap.
Wasn't it brilliant?
Doesn't matter. Fucking, it could have been a Punjabi prison match. It could have been a fucking dildo on a pole match.
No!
Don't matter at all. Take my money. That one line. Give me a t-shirt with it on.
Trust me. Make the t-shirt, WWE. Make the t-shirt.
40 quid, 50 quid, 60 quid. I don't care. Take it. Take my money.
Which brings me to the latest shirt that I'm bringing out. Is it Breeze Angle's t-shirt? Get the fuck out of here. I ain't buying that shit.
Oh, I like it.
I don't like it.
Fashion Vice was awesome.
Yeah. I like what they're doing.
Alright, then I like their segments, but I don't like them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. I like Bizango. Very talented guys.
They just
need the opportunities.
Yeah, it's a land of opportunity, SmackDown is. That's why SmackDown is my shit. I look forward to it every Tuesday after the Reppy for You Hip Hop shows up on Wild One Radio. After that done, then the SmackDown comes on. That's why I love Tuesdays, man. Love Tuesdays. You know what I mean? Cheap plug, but it's not, because I have to pay those bills. And sometimes I fail, you know what I mean, to pay those bills. Final question, Wardle, before we move on. Biatch of the week.
Enzo Amore.
Oh, shit! Without hesitation.
He was crying. Grown man crying in a joke. Get him off my team. Get him on 205. That's where he's going.
205!
Pick him on to 205. Get him off my TV.
I think you could be right with that, Wardle.
Yeah, you're right, you know.
205. Do you want to know an interesting fact?
Yeah.
The WWE cannot sign the Young Bucks to 205 because the Young Bucks weigh 206 pounds each. They've deliberately...
Oh!
Genuinely true. They cannot sign them because they're 206, not 205.
Oh! Oh dear!
Otherwise, they would have signed him.
Oh, the Etterburger too many. Oh dear.
Yeah, deliberately.
Oh
yeah,
no!
Enzo Amore is fucking fantastic.
I was
everything that we've been saying for ages. He said everything.
I mean, I was good with him. You know, I mean, I was good with Enzo losing matches or whatever. But as I mentioned earlier, when he tried that shit with Lana earlier in the year, that's time I was done with Enzo. I was like,
I want you to find the recording where I said, and I can remember it and I can quote it. I said by the end of 2018, Big Cass is going to be a world champion. I told you it would happen. I told you the split was coming. Find the bit. It was probably February or March sort of ish time. I said that by the end of 2018, Big Cass will be either WWE or Universal Champion.
Well, you know what? If it takes me too long to find it, bye. That's up to you guys, man. Go find it. Depp on the BDSIR network. It's out there. It's in the archives. You know what I mean? Go find it. He said it around March time.
Big Cass is immensely talented and he deserves to be by himself because Enzo's just a mouthpiece that... He needs to be by himself and he needs to win them titles.
Mm-hmm. Get the title! Love it! I like that. I like the 205 idea, though. I do like it.
It's happening. I'm telling you.
That sounds cool, man. It's not quite like a bit. Oh, and he awarded it to Mike and Maria and Kanellis, Benny, whatever they want to call themselves on SmackDown, because... That shit did not impress me, man. And that's what I wanted to ask you as well, Ward. Like,
segment that was amazing.
What awful.
When it was coming out, oh, with the power of love and all this, oh, get the fuck out of here, man. But maybe you can shed light on it, Wardle, because I'm new to them. I mean, in the WWE universe, like myself, who doesn't know Mike Bennett and Maria like that, man. You know what I mean? Come out with power and love and all that shit. I wasn't impressed. But so enlighten us, man.
Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis, or whatever they want to pronounce the name as, because they're American, they don't know themselves.
They're bitches, right.
Have been absolutely tearing it up in Ring of Honor in New Japan, and they are fucking awesome together in the ring. And Mike Bennett is going to go a very, very long way in WWE. The music is what it is, but that's their gimmick. That's their.
He's not even Bennett though. He's Mike Kanellis. He's got Maria's name because the WWE universe they know Maria. You see, so I understand that part of it. But the Grand Body Peace, the Greg says he's a bitch. Okay. That's how it's going.
The reason why they've done that is so that when they split them up,
yeah,
eventually, 6 to 12 months is going to happen, when she'll get someone else, and then they'll take her name as well. It'll be this, like, bunny boiler type gimmick.
Wardle, were they in Impact?
Yeah, they were as well, yeah.
Yeah, I remember them from Impact. I do actually watch it now and then.
Yeah, Impact, Ring of Honor, New Japan... Fucking hell, everywhere pretty much. Mike Bennett is very, very talented. If you like Roderick Strong in NXT, you're going to like Mike Bennett. Very similar sort of style.
Alright, I'm going to watch him. You know what I mean? And for the record, I don't really fancy Maria, so therefore... even the first time when she used to be there and she used to blow the kisses and shit, she looked all Disney-like to me, man. You know, like them cutie shit. You like me rock and ready girl. You know what I mean? That's just me.
they just need to be done, like... Their gimmick and stuff just needs to be done properly, but they'll be fan favourites soon enough. They just need to be treated properly.
Yeah.
Who are they going to feud with? They need a male-female thing to go with. And apart from Rusev and Lana, I can't think of who they could feud with.
Yeah, on SmackDown, they're going to struggle. I think they might just split them in terms of matches, maybe, or just have Maria as a manager type thing to begin with.
Mason Maurice.
They're on Raw and Miz is trying to do some entourage shit with
How good was that? That was shocking.
Oh, behave. Raw was wicked this week. So good.
Yeah, Raw come through this time, you know what I mean? Raw come through. I'm still yawning, but I barked out, which, you know what I mean, with Braun Strowman when he came out, the way he carried the ambulance and all that setup, I thought, yeah, man. Then, I mean, that's something my hero Kane would have done. I said, yeah, man. He just opened the door. Brawn! I was like, oh, shit. Here we go again.
Curtis Axel is incredibly, incredibly talented. And so is...
Bo Dallas.
Sorry, I was going to call him his fucking NXT name then. Yeah, very, very talented guys. They've just not had the right run. Except, well, Bo Dallas had a bit of a run with the IC title a few years ago when he won it at Father's Day. But they are fucking good wrestlers. Really good wrestlers.
Can I make a Shad style prediction?
Uh-oh! Yeah.
Telling you now, in the future, you're going to see Rhea and Bo together.
Of course they will. They're related. Of course they will.
I know, but where they're actually going to... WWE are actually going to put them together.
We can hope, because that'd be wicked.
they run an angle it's where just... they get Bray Wyatt off the drugs, and then he comes to like a normal character again.
It's just when, with Bo coming back, Bo is looking good. He looks different. And I'd say before the year is out, you couldn't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Finally, before we close this show out, man, as I mentioned earlier, that dastardly evil Triple T flew over here. I wasn't sure why. I caught him on Sky Sports, caught him on One Extra, and had an interview with him. He was talking about The Rock's people's elbow and how it all come about. But what actually raised my eyebrow was that Triple T, he went on Sky Sports earlier this week, and he was like, yo, Mayweather, Conor McGregor, he would love to invite the both of them on a Monday Night Raw, heading up to their fight, August 26th, Las Vegas. Is it Las Vegas that they got fight? Something like that?
Yeah, on Vegas.
Yeah, man. Hey, Triple T, if I see what you're trying to do, I'd be interested in that shit, man. Because it'll be jokes, man. I mean, Conor McGregor got lyrics, Mayweather, you know what I mean? If they continue the celebrity wing, Mayweather's got to be in there surely in years to come. I like the idea, man. What about you guys?
Well, if Conor McGregor goes, they'll jump him and they'll beat the crap out of him like they said last year. Roman Reigns will just bite his nose off. Honestly, Big Show would go and eat Mayweather and then everyone else would go and eat McGregor.
Just standing in my ring like, and all that.
McGregor would walk around the corner, Roman would bite his nose off, and then Brock and Rusev would just beat the crap out of him and shit on his head.
I know them runs. They've been talking shit, and Roman Reigns comes out like, yo, this is my yard. This is my yard. And he disrespects us on social media. Superman punched at McGregor.
They send out Ric Flair as a distraction party. And
then, oh, God!
They had a Ric dropping elbows on his suit, and then McGregor would just be all confused, and then they'd blindside him.
Just don't. You gotta make sure I wish he was here now. Joe, do you want to see this shit? If it was to happen, because Triple H has got the power. He does ride with Mayweather after all. I've seen him be a bodyguard at one time. I was like, oh, where's he going?
Now, do you know what? McGregor is a weaselly little cunt, and I never want to see him ever.
Oh. You can't say that!
Yes, I can. He looks like a fucking smockhead. He needs to just fuck off.
Are you not a fan then, Joe?
You fucking hate him. He says Brock Lesnar's juice to the eyeballs?
To add on to what Joe was saying, I don't. Why is everyone talking about McGregor versus Floyd Money Mayweather?
It's all about the money! It's all about the money!
You have got somebody who is stepping in the ring with the greatest boxer of all time. Fact. There is nobody that has ever boxed that is better than Mayweather. He has the best record, the most knockouts. He is the best. Why are we talking about this fight? It's not going to be a fight. Floyd Money Mayweather is going to massacre Conor McGregor. And The reason he's going to do that is because Conor McGregor's odds at the minute are 40-1. He has absolutely no chance of winning this fight. Why are we talking about it? Why is there so much hype? This is like Punk stepping in the ring against Mickey Gall. He was... Mickey Gall is a UFC fighter. He isn't a fucking wrestler. He isn't a sports entertainer. He's a fighter. You can't take a cage fighter and put him in the ring against a skilled and controlled boxer. Mayweather is going to destroy McGregor. Why are we even talking about this? Why is there so much media attention on this? It's going to be done in one or two rounds, top. It's going to be a one and done. Why are we talking about this?
Hey, talk to Triple D. Do you think it will generate ratings and revenue at all? He's the one who went
What's the quote? It's like boxing against God. What's that quote? This is what this match...
Oh, your hands are too short to box with God.
Yeah, that's what McGregor is like against Floyd Mayweather. I cannot foresee it going more than two rounds, and I can't foresee it ending any other way than a knockout for Floyd Mayweather. I don't even think McGregor's going to land a punch. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, why? McGregor's the one who thinks he can run his mouth, and Mayweather
was retired. He's going to have to talk. He's going to have his fucking jaw wide up once Mayweather's done. McGregor pulled Mayweather out because Mayweather couldn't be asked to call him out because it'd be embarrassing the defeat he's going to hand to him. Live.
Well,
millions watching around the world.
Okay. So that brings me to this question. Are you going to be one of the millions?
And the millions
of people watching that. Not necessarily ordering the pay-per-view or whatever it is, but...
I'm not going to order it. I'm going to wait for someone to put a live stream up on Facebook and I'll watch it off there.
Yeah. It's more likely...
Of course I'm going to tune in because I just want to see the ginger fuck get the shit kicked out of him. Five foot nothing 40-year-old. Conor McGregor's almost half his age, for fuck's sake. He can't stand a chance. Floyd Money Mayweather is the greatest boxer of all time, and it's a fact he is the greatest of all time.
Better than Muhammad Ali!
The stats say he's better.
You're on your own, kid.
Forty knockouts.
I ain't saying nothing, man. I've got no balls, to be fair, because I don't really find boxing too tough. I just know the big names, do you know what I mean?
Comparing Mayweather to Muhammad Ali isn't fair because Muhammad Ali was a heavyweight, middleweight, sorry. Mayweather is a featherweight or whatever he's classed as.
Yeah.
I don't know what the boxing grades are now, but Mayweather is the best of all time. His stats say that he is. And I can't see this match happening more than two rounds.
I think Ward was right, it's gonna be viral on Facebook on the 27th of August and shit. Serial killer, have you got anything to add before we close the show out?
Everyone's talking about it, generating money. Is the team doing what they set out to do? Fair play to them.
Which is exactly what WWE did with Brock Lesnar. And already the fans are screaming out for Great Balls of Fire to see Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar. It's going to be a wicked, wicked piece of match. And it's all there. Keeping him off TV was the best thing to do because it always works because it's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
He is the must-see attraction of WWE, bar none.
Yeah, man. For real, though. Joe, anything else to add before we close the show out? Hey!
Here's Conor McGregor. That's my final thought.
Fantastic. Hey! That's it!
We don't talk.
Next week, we're going to talk about the absolute brutalization of Cassius Ohno at the hands of Aleister Black on NXT this week. This Wednesday just gone at the time of time of playing this.
Mm-hmm.
Cassius Ohno versus Aleister Black is going to be a very, very quick match. Hopefully, the right decision is made in the Money in the Bank redo. Hopefully.
Yeah, man. And Tamina, do a super flying sitting off the ladder, please. For me, please. You find out. Sorry. And all that good stuff.
And more Braun Strowman, hopefully.
Braun Strowman! You know, this world just got better now that Braun's back. The one man really does make all the difference, the monster among men. That's it, it's over! You'll find us on all of social media!
Yeah.
at Jams Podcast, JAMMS Podcast. Hashtag, we can edit that out. We're the most out of order, politically incorrect podcast you can ever find on the internet. Don't let anybody tell you any difference. It's over. I'm getting out of this show.